531. Sean Ree there with Kelly Healer. It's 8 minutes past one. Good afternoon. You're with Brian on Pacific Days. It's great to have your company this afternoon. And I hope that your Tuesday afternoon is going well. Tuesdays, it's great because we always get to highlight amazing Pacifica entrepreneurs from around the country. Today, we are speaking with Pacific business owner and brand-obsessed Fatima Louie, who founded brand agency Saturday Fly 12 months ago during the global pandemic, collaborating with creative brands and with a love of a strategy. Saturday Fly supports and enables business brands to fly amongst the best of them. Fatima Louie, Director and Communication Specialist from Saturday Fly, joins us now on Pacific Days for a talanoa. Marosui for, and thank you for your time, Fatima.
Marosui for, Brian. Thank you so much for having me. Fafte lava mole avanoa.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Fatima, let's begin a little bit. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, well, we already discussed my high school. We cracked some jokes about my high school, my elite high school. I was born here in Auckland. I spent the first part of my life in Christchurch, and then we moved to Auckland when I was 16. So, and then I'm a Southside girl, Rewahard, and part of the Catholic Church. And I've been working in the business space for about 12 months now. And I think out of that 12 months, 4 months was working from the sitting room. And so, you know, so I've got to start somewhere. So that's a short.
And in Christchurch, whereabouts did you spend your formative years there in Christchurch?
Oh, so we started off in Aranui. So we've always been from the hood. So we're from Aranui, and then my parents bought us a house in Lynwood. And then we lived in Lynwood, so yeah.
Okay. And you mentioned your wonderful high school, so don't be shy. And that wonderful college of higher learning for many strong Pacifica women over generations, please, Timma.
I just want to give a shout out to the girls at Macaulay High School, the amazing elite Catholic girls' school in Otahu. So that's the high school I attended before going to university.
Very good. And of course, being a proud Samoan, your villages in Samoa, repping this afternoon?
I am representing Lotofanga Alepata, which is where my mom comes from, my beautiful mother comes from, and Ngangai Folefanga, which is where my dad comes from.
Very good.
Both very touristy, beachy vibes, villages. So very proud.
Nice. Now, Saturday Fly. I love the name. Tell me, where does the name come from?
Oh my gosh. So I love that you've asked that question, because I'm actually heading to Christchurch this weekend to go back to my primary school where the name came from, because I was feeling like really unmotivated, and I thought, you know, I need to go back to, you know, my roots and understand, you know, remember that time when I was a child. So it's named after a project I did when I was 12 years old. And basically we had to create a product and we had to sell it. Long story short, my teacher loved my product. So I created a pretend pair of wings. So I want you to imagine yourself with a backpack, and then you press the button and then wings, and then you can fly anywhere. And my teacher asked me, well, Fatima, where are you going to fly to? And I was like, well, miss, on a Saturday, I could fly to Samoa to see my grandma. I can fly to Auckland to see my cousins. And that's the energy that I want to give to brands that I work with. Like, actually believe in your brand, that you can fly amongst the best of them. There are so many up and coming Pacifica brands coming about, and I believe that we can actually fly with Nike, we can fly with Adidas, and we can fly with Westfield. But I really believe that. So that's the energy behind Saturday Fly.
That's awesome. Now, more about this, your brand agency.
Yeah.
So Saturday Fly, talk us through the work that you do and the services that Saturday Fly provides. And when we're talking about branding, and of course you just mentioned, you know, one of the biggest, Nike.
Yeah.
So tell us more.
Yeah, right. So brand actually falls under marketing and communication. So it's a good mix between marketing and communications. And it's a very broad piece of work. So I tackle marketing from a branding perspective, where we start from branding and we lead with branding, and we lead from that. So branding, in essence, is a business personality. And the way you develop a business personality is by tackling into their story. So there are a lot of businesses that I come across that say, oh, we don't know what to post, we don't know what to say, we don't know what to do. And it's like, go back to your story. Go back to why you decided to do what you do. So for me, I have to, you know, take my own advice and take a plane trip all the way to Christchurch, sit outside my primary school in the car and just remember, why am I here? Why do I do that? And so, yeah, that's in essence, it's a real fun part of, I think it's the fun part of marketing. And I think Pasifika people, we have great stories and we can really, get into that. And sometimes some people don't like to be vulnerable. They don't like to share too many, they don't like to make it about themselves. We're humble, we're shy. And my job is to really tackle, like get into that, grab the stories, get the stories out there and incorporate it into a communication strategy for them to be able to communicate what it is that they stand for in their business.
Man, that's incredible. So when you say like a client approaches you, okay, yeah. So a new startup or whatever, yeah. or established, and they come to you, hey, Fatima, you know, help us with branding.
Yeah.
Talk to us a little bit about, you know, the process that you work through with them in order to create that brand.
Yeah. So I'm really focused more on food, fashion, faith, and lifestyle brands, because that's just, I have to be true to myself, and those are the types of brands that I'm more inclined to. To be honest, I'm really, I look at that business and I think, can I make this profitable? Because at the end of the day, businesses just want to make, they don't just want to make sales, but to make sales would really help elevate their brand. And if their brand isn't profitable, I can tell, because I'll do a massive brand health check, a brand analysis, and I have a look and see if their market is big enough, if they have enough inventory, if they've got the right copy, if they've got the right story. Because if you're in a business, and I say this in my community workshops, if you're in the business to make just to make money, that's okay, but we need to tap into why you want to make money. So, for example, if I could please just give you an example. Yeah. For example, I had a beautiful young lady come into my workshops that I had at the Pacific Business Hub, and she said that she was in the eyelash business to provide for her kids. And I'm like, okay, well cool. Stay there. You want to provide for your kids. Why? Because I love my children. Why? Because my mother was a good mother to me. Why? You know, and you want to go in. So then you're not providing. And then she says, well, because my husband did this and this and this. I'm like, well, so you're not just providing lashes. Your brand is about making women feel confident, making women feel beautiful. When they come into your store, they feel like celebrities. They feel, you know, amazing. They've treated with care and love and respect. So you're not just providing lashes. Your brand, and I just want to give a shout out to this brand I'm talking about, Levika's Lash House. It's like, your brand is about making women feel beautiful and feel great. So that's what I do. And some people are like, oh, okay, well, I didn't know that. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's really, in essence, what it's about.
What are some of the tools that you employ when you're, you know, working, collaborating with businesses, and going back to the, yeah. you know, the example that you just used with the mum and the yeah. lashes?
Yeah. So I'll just give some free advice for any business owners that are wanting to start a business. And so you need to understand clarity. You need to understand clarity in your business. Like, why is it that you do what you do? For example, like someone who, I don't know, a photographer, you know, why do you want to be a photographer? What about it? What about life captures, you know, what's the beauty in it and stuff? So you need to understand. So clarity, and then consistency. You need to be consistent. Too many businesses that I see that sell jewelry, for example, are posting up pictures of them at the gym. People don't follow you for the gym, like, unless you can tie in your personal brand, but that's another piece of work. Mm. It's like, you need to be consistent. And then there's heaps of other stuff, and I've got resources on my Facebook, but I won't take up too much of your time, because otherwise I'll keep talking.
Yeah.
But that's, I think those are the two things. And the process would be, is just, I have to look at it. Can I help you make money? Mm. If it's a yes, let's do it. Yeah.
Fatima, how important, I mean, I already understand, but talk to me more about just how important, you know, what you do and the brand can be the difference between a Nike or a Nakeneho that you've never even heard of, sort of thing.
Yeah, I love that you asked that question, because I've got like business mentors that I've never even met before, but they're just like people that I look up to and I watch their interviews on YouTube. And Nick Morbray, who's the owner of Zuru, so he says that, and this is really helpful for any Pasifika businesses that are listening. He's saying that fast-moving consumer goods, they are looking more towards more organic and more, I guess, authentic brands, you know, as opposed to having a brand from Procter & Gamble and Unilever, you know. So they're looking so there's a lot of talent in the community. And I think one of my goals for Saturday Fly is to really pick out some really great brands and help prepare them for the FMCG business. So that's a huge goal of mine. And you know, there's so many, like the reason why I started Saturday Fly is because I wanted to make this type of service accessible for small businesses. So I did my co-op when I was studying marketing. I did my co-op at a PR firm, and they charge about $20,000, $30,000 a month. And I was like, this kind of help shouldn't be that expensive. So I wanted to make it accessible. So I do the workshops. I tailor the packages to suit each business, and I really just want to believe in them. I want you to fly amongst the best of them. And so so far I'm working with a couple of really good ones, obviously I can't say. Yeah. But yeah, it's a fun process. You know, people that start businesses, it's a very vulnerable stage to be in. You know, you don't want to share your idea. People are probably mocking you, looking down on you. But what we want to do is we want to provide that support. Like, yes, we'll help you with all of this, but we're also going to be your mate. We're going to be your soundboard. We're going to give you that good advice to head you into the direction of where you want to go.
And for this, the direction, because, you know, just talking with you, I feel the energy and the passion that you have in this field.
Yeah.
Why? You know, what was it that got you into this line of work?
Interesting, because I did a talk show back in the day. Like, it was a community talk show, and then I went and studied to help my talk show, and then I didn't end up, I just thought, oh wow, I was really good at it. Long story short, I was quite good at it, and I just wanted to disrupt the brand management and communications role, so people don't have to spend thousands of dollars to get someone in-house to do that. They can actually just get an affordable agency to do that for them. And that's what I wanted to really disrupt, that because I really like to solve problems. So I was like, well, this is solving a problem for a small business out there who does need that kind of support, but may not always be accessible through, you know, anywhere else. Yeah.
In your own business journey over a year, and maybe not the best timing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because timing is always a big thing for branding too, right? Yeah. During COVID and that.
Yeah.
But what was the drive for you, like, to, you know, just to be your own boss?
I'm okay with being a worker. I've worked my whole life, so it wasn't really about being my own boss.
Okay.
It was more so, I was talking to my friend, shout out to Pauline from Iguana Taste, and I was just giving her some little advice, and she's like, bro, that's pretty good, you should start an agency. And I went into the gym, I went to True Fitness, and I sat outside, I didn't know I'm going inside, and I sat outside and just on a piece of paper, like, oh, this could work. Yeah. And I just felt that energy, like, I think this is what God has prepared me for. So it wasn't about that, it was more about, like, how can I add value into this world? Because the world doesn't need another agency. The world needs new ideas. The world needs challenge, like problem solvers and people who can uplift others. And we need that type of energy. So I thought, I think Saturday Fly could do that. And I was a really risky move, because I was going to call it something marketing. But I was like, nah, I think I want to challenge that and and create something better.
Man, totally opposite to Mad Men. Sorry.
Mad Men. What's...
Oh, no, the program about... Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, you've given such gold nuggets so far. For those that are looking to, maybe start up their own business, and if they're looking at this thing of like, oh, well, Brandy, I never even thought of that. What would be the main things that for them to, you know, to look at when they're looking at branding, which of course is so, so very important when you think about it?
Yeah. First of all, if you've got an idea, please reach out to me on social media. Mm-hmm. I would strongly recommend to not put any dollars towards... I always say this to people that come to me. I'm like, don't put any dollars towards any creative services until you talk to me first. Yeah. Because we need to create a storyline, a brand, before you go out to do those creative services. So often people spend thousands of dollars into photography, video, and all of that stuff. And that's cool. You should absolutely spend thousands. Save your money for that. Come to me with, DM me your idea. If I find it profitable, if you can get a return on investment, I'll be like, 100%, go ahead. And then, so that's what I would recommend. But I also want to partner with freelancers in the community to bring that work and partner these freelancers up with brands as well.
Yeah.
And so, like, Saturday Fly, it's about growth, it's about opportunity, it's about flying, like literally flying. So hopefully, big dreams, one-person team, but I think with God at the forefront, I think anything's possible.
That's amazing. I was just thinking of something, but I've lost my train
of
thought.
You got a business idea?
Oh, hey, everybody's got a business idea, but...
Is it profit? Let's make some money. Let's make some money, Brian.
Let's take that conversation offline. But no, I wanted to go back to your comment when you were saying, when you mentioned Nick Mowbray, and he was saying the next trend about organic.
Right, right.
Can you talk to me a little bit more about that?
Yes, so... What Nick Morbray did, so he had friends in Hamilton that were selling baby clothes and baby products just online, and it was making $0 a year, like it made nothing. And they were just his friends, and he's like this $1 million guy, and he's like, hey, let's disrupt the consumer, the FMCG market. And so he was like, let's try and get your products on the shelves. And that's what he's done. And so they did a lot of research about it, and then they realized that in this new generation, not just millennials, but I'm a little bit older, yeah, but the newer generation would much rather reach out to organic brands and more home-based brands, as opposed to something that's been provided by just more genuine brands. Yeah. So brands like Dose & Co, for example, you know, they've been, okay, that's a bad example. What's a brand, think of an Islander brand that we could take to Countdown.
Ikuna Taste.
Ikuna Taste. There we go. Ikuna Taste. There we go. I got passionate. So Ikuna Taste. Perfect. You know, so I think people would much rather support Pauline and Fata as small business owners, yeah, and actually they hand make all their stuff. They know what's... So there's that transparency. There's that relationship. Ikuna Taste do an amazing job over at OKV. They've just been at the Pacifica Markets, and they're engaging with their brands and building that relationship. And if you look on my website, I'm all about building the relationship. So, you know, so I think that's what people, the newer generation, and that's what was said in the interview, the newer generation is more inclined to support those types of brands. So he's starting a whole new, distribution company to enable small businesses to get into the shelves where the market actually are. And I would like to be a part of that by preparing them for the market.
It's incredible.
Yeah, big dreams.
Hey, but man, I have no doubt. I have 100% faith that you will accomplish everything you set out to do.
Thank you so much.
For our listeners, our online viewers, where can they get more of this passionate expert skill and service to be able to help them to build up their brand as well? Please,
awesome.
Fatima.
So I am online, so www.saturdayfly.co.nz. I'm also on Instagram at Saturday Fly Brand Agency. And same thing, Facebook at Saturday Fly Brand Agency. And I'm always at the Pacific Business Hub. And at the Pacific Business Hub, I've got to give a shout out to them. I'm based there, but there are all these other services that help you bring your brand to life. They've also got the Blue Wave Creative Services there. They've got Laura, who's got her own business consultation, lawyers, accountants, you name it. It's all a one-stop shop for Pacifica business owners. And I think you should come and say hello.
My gosh. Fatima Louis, Director of Saturday Fly. It's been great talking with
you
young
so
lady.
Much,
and man, amazing. Keep up the great work.
Awesome.
It is 24 minutes past one. Coming up shortly, our news in Samoan. Before that, Vonga Nin Delang Dokin Doki, Raile Suva Nang Ngauna. 531 PI Pacific People Together. Bula!